ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Artemis 2 is go, the first human mission to the moon in more than 50 years. And we are following every step of the journey, from lunar flyby to splashdown, in a special daily season of science fiction called Artemis Explained. Join me, Belinda Smith, for mission updates so you know what's happening and why it matters. It's Artemis Explained. Search for science fiction on ABC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
When Donald Trump speaks, the markets react. But are the concerns that insiders are profiting from what the president says about the Iran war founded? Today, Andrew Versting, an expert on insider trading and law professor at UCLA, on the money changing hands. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal Land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. Andrew, the markets have been, well, all over the place, haven't they? They're up one minute, down the next, and it all seems to depend on what the US president is saying at any given moment.
Undeniably, this is a president who became famous from his early days as a candidate for his willingness to go on Twitter or X and directly make comments that people paid attention to. Other presidents have had teams manage their Twitter accounts or their media so that things came out in a way that was predictable and measured, oftentimes opaque. Here we get a lot of information. A lot of it turns out to be reversed the next day. We get a lot of information directly from this fellow, leading people to be in the business of trying to decipher, is this a credible communication? What is the meaning of this communication?
And his comments sort of come as the markets are about to open or they're about to close. It just can't be a coincidence. He's got an eye on the oil markets, for instance.
There's no doubt that this is a president, maybe like all presidents, but certainly this president cares about how his commentary is received by the market. It seems as though when he says things, he's hoping that the market will reward him.
Donald Trump says the US will postpone attacking Iranian energy sites for 5 days following recent negotiations with Iran.
Donald Trump's backflip on talk of bombing Iran's power network sent global markets into a spin.
We saw this quite extraordinary drop in the oil price, one of the biggest intraday moves in history.
Certainly when prices move in a direction that he dislikes, that seems to adjust policy or at least statements in the coming days. So following his Twitter account is something that smart people do if they want to keep track of what's going to come in the markets. And the thing that's most surprising these days is some folks seem to know how to interpret public comments of the president even before they are made. What we observe now that's surprising is we do see trades, oftentimes in prediction contracts or in commodity future contracts, that seem to be well-timed as though somebody knew ahead of time what the president or the government was going to announce.
Yeah, okay, so let's get to the prediction markets in a moment. But on the futures market, there are some analysts, like yourself, that have begun noticing that something might be afoot because last month there was this really interesting movement in the oil future contracts, wasn't there? Just tell me about that. What happened?
Yes. This is the West Texas Intermediate May futures contract. That's a way of speculating on oil prices. And a huge quantity, almost $600 million worth of these contracts were transacted just a little bit before, minutes before an announcement that there would be a 5-day reprieve on Iran strikes due to productive talks. That volume of trading is really surprising for two reasons. One is that it's a lot of volume. It's about 10 times what would normally be traded in a day like that. And so it's a large amount relative to what's usually happening. And it happened to be bets in the right direction. So these were oil contracts that pay you if oil prices fall, and oil prices fall if the president says that there are going to be productive talks and less bombing.
Right. So just to make this clear, in 1 minute between 6:49 a.m. and 6:50 a.m., thousands of futures contracts changed hands, and that was a quarter of an hour before the US president's Truth Social post that there were these really productive conversations with Tehran. Have I got that right?
You've correctly stated it. And those were bets that were not just well timed, but they were very profitable. So those were bets that paid off because the Truth Social post announced good news for oil markets. Undeniably, the volume and the profitability of the trades are surprising, and they raise questions.
Well, the White House spokesman Kush Desai says administration officials cannot profiteer, of course, off insider knowledge. That's not tolerated, he says, and he says there's absolutely no evidence of it. I suppose he's right there, is he? There is no solid evidence of it.
Well, he's right in both respects. He's right that it is illegal for government officials to use the knowledge they have to speculate on commodity contracts profitably. And also, it's true that we don't have concrete evidence of any kind about who did this and whether that person was in the White House or friends with someone in the White House or was just lucky. So we don't know. Mm-hmm. And we don't know in part because, unlike in the stock market, where there's a really regular system of monitoring and surveillance, large staff at the SEC and the Department of Justice, in the stock market, we have a lot of systems in place to look after suspicious events, and that's just not as true in the commodities world.
All right. Well, Andrew, let's consider then whether this is a one-off or perhaps more like a trend. Now, there has been other examples, right, when there's been a surge in what became a highly profitable trade. Now, this relates to Polymarket, which is a predictive market. Now, just tell me what it is for everyone who doesn't know. How does it work?
Prediction markets are markets where you get to make a yes or no bet on some future event. You could bet on who will perform in a show on television where the celebrity isn't disclosed right away. You could bet on whether someone is going to win a political election. You could bet on whether someone is going to be captured and deposed as the leader of a sovereign country, as happened in Venezuela recently. Mm-hmm. Prediction markets like Polymarket offer bets on all of these kinds of things. And they have exploded in popularity in the last year, and they have generated a lot of attention and controversy because they look like places where very suspicious bets are being placed. I mentioned the Venezuela story, and that is that someone made money betting on the deposing of Maduro in Venezuela, and that same someone made money betting on attacks in Iran. There was one incident where that person bet about 71 minutes before U.S. strikes broke. The bet odds were listed at 17% at the time that bettor placed their bets. Of course, 71 minutes later, those turned out to be just true, and so $87,000 turned into $553,000.
Wow. In fact, this person has won 93% of their five-figure wagers about Iran, all of them about unannounced military operations. They jumped in hours before the Israeli strikes in October 2024, hours before the US airstrikes on Iran's nuclear facilities in June 2025, and hours before the war began just now. What a lucky ducky.
And we have the name of particular accounts where people are betting on these things, making predictions, and they discover themselves to be great winners, making millions of dollars in some cases, betting on future events that one would imagine are hard to predict.
Right, exactly. So the abduction of the Venezuelan president, an unknown Polymarket punter made nearly $500,000 on that. And the thing is, It's anonymous, isn't it? So we don't know who that is.
That's right. There are two prominent prediction markets in the world right now. One of them is registered with the U.S. government. One of them is not. Either one has much less transparency than most people would assume. It can be very difficult to find out who stands behind these pseudo-anonymous identities on these platforms.
Wow. Okay. And you can bet with cryptocurrency, right?
That's right. Both platforms are amenable to crypto bets. Polymarket in particular is itself operating on the blockchain. So it is native to crypto and a person can place bets there without having an ordinary bank account and an ordinary driver's license that has been scanned and uploaded. It's very challenging to tell whether a Polymarket's better is a government official, is related to a government official, because it's very difficult to find out who they are at all.
Wow. Okay. What have we seen then when it comes to Polymarket in relation to the Iran war?
Well, again, in part, that same account that bet on the Venezuela incident bet on Iran. There are several accounts that have been flagged by commentators as being suspicious. There isn't yet a comprehensive list of suspicious accounts because this is all happening so fast. And I don't think any government agency is currently in position to be systematically monitoring what's happening.
And I mean, some people could argue it is just luck, right?
We don't know because we don't know how often wins really should occur by luck in this market. Some people do go to a racetrack and bet on horses or bet on dog races and win. People go to casinos and they win. But if this were the stock market, we would call those people and check where they work and see whether it looks like good luck or it looks like opportunism at work.
And Andrew, it's not just in America, is it? Because there's allegations coming out of Israel too. Tell me about that.
We already saw that in Israel, two soldiers were arrested for speculating on military actions in a way that could have divulged, may have divulged, the military actions before they took place. A different story is that a journalist in Israel reported that rockets had come into Israel without being intercepted. And this news changed the payoffs on Polymarkets so that a Polymarkets contract that was a loser became a winner. And that was a bet on whether rockets could enter Israel that day. Because those bets became winners instead of losers, some other people who planned, thought they were going to win, well, they lost a lot of money and became mad about it. And they wrote to the journalist and they said, you need to change your story. Number one, because you are wrong. Here's all our evidence that no rockets came in. But number two, or else we're going to get you. We're going to get your children. And you better change the story so that we don't lose our money on this contract.
Now, Andrew, this, if all true, it does amount, of course, to insider trading. So just tell me, what can be done to actually stop this sort of thing, if anything? I mean, the prediction market, as you've described it, I mean, it's like the Wild West.
Well, it is like the Wild West in that in the Wild West, there weren't a lot of police around. Mm-hmm. It's also like the Wild West in that it was still against the law to murder people. These markets are markets where there are, in fact, laws. The trouble is those laws are not well developed, not well enforced, and there isn't a surveillance system that we have agreed upon to try to catch lawbreakers. It is already illegal for a government official to bet on Polymarket, but we don't have a way of telling whether they're doing it. It's already illegal for them to share it with information with their friends who then bet on Polymarket, but we don't have a lot of people whose job it is to track down whether that's occurring. We don't have those systems. We don't have those people because these markets grew so quickly. They simply grew once it became clear the U.S. government wouldn't prosecute them out of existence. But going forward, it will be better if things are tidier and fairer.
In the meantime, it seems like there are a few or a number or maybe a lot of people that are making a lot of money from the Iran war.
It's true, large sums have been made in these prediction markets. So we already know that people are making money off of these contracts in conditions that we might find worrying, suspicious, or even dangerous. I do hope that in the future, prediction contracts, that they are run in a way that is more responsible to the public interest.
Andrew Verstein is a professor of law at UCLA. This episode was produced by Sydney Peed. Audio production by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is David Green. I'm Sam Hawley. ABC News Daily will be back again on Tuesday. Thanks for listening.